should be needing an umbrella.
Doctor, there is barely a cloud in the sky.
England in the summertime? Of course it's going to rain. Wait here.
Don't go shooting off.
I have no gun. I cannot go shooting. The clouds can be read as if they were the tracks of a heavenly animal. There will be no rain here. Not that... Ugh!
Umbrella, galoshes, or gumboots?
Never step a yard on English soil, Leela, without a good, firm pair of gumboots. See?
I will try to remember. Doctor, I have stepped in something.
Well, if you will go shooting off.
I did not shoot off. There. It must be some kind of trail or spoor.
Or pat.
A monster has passed by. A snake, as wide as a greedy child, and as long as four men stretched on a rack.
Depends on which four men, of course. There was this time in the Bloody Tower with the Duke of Exeter's daughter.
Never mind your Bloody Tower. There was a monstrous serpent here. It went off to where the sun sets. Into the woods, I think.
Escaped to the woods, I think you're fine.
Escaped? Escaped from what?
From the posse of rustic fellows heading here from the east, I presume. Hello there!
Doctor, they have dogs.
I've noticed. Lovely day!
Very fierce dogs.
I've always got on well with dogs.
Yes, but dogs on the trail of a scent on my boots.
Well, like I say, if you will go shooting up... Leela, I've stepped in something.
You have.
More than a spoor. This is mucus.
Now we both have it on us.
You're right, those dogs do look fierce. Inside the TARDIS, quick, quick! Down!
They have guns, too.
Dogs with guns, are you sure?
No, the people. We cannot reach the TARDIS, not without getting our heads shot off. But we may yet escape.
Enlighten me.
We do as their prey did.
What? Slither?
Like snakes in the long grass.
Slither on.
Keep your eyes peeled. I don't know.
She could be anywhere.
Come here. Oh, where have they gone now?
Don't say you dropped them strangers, Mr. Carswell, sir. Don't say you dropped them proper.
If I'd have wanted them strangers dropped, son, I'd have dropped them like rabbits with myxomatosis. No. I was shooting at the side of that old police box, that's all.
Police box? What's that?
I've not seen the light since that time I went to Derby for the races. 1952 it was.
What's a Derby police want with us in a dark peak?
I don't know, son. But anyone we don't know, anyone we don't have blood kin in peak, we stop them and find out the business. Else we'll never find our Julie.
Else we'll all be food for the you-know-what.
Davy! Ferdy! You boys carry on through to Gap Road. Willem! Matthew! You stay here up Meadowpath. Whistle if you find them.
What about us, then, Mr. Carswell?
We're staying here, on trail with dogs. We'll flush them strangers right out at once, you'll see.
But what if they isn't up to nothing and a you-know-what's in there with them?
Then the you-know-what'll flush them right out for us, won't he?
Hurry, Doctor. The undergrowth will slow our pursuers.
Wait, Leela, wait!
You cannot be tired already.
Of course not. Two hearts I could have run you if I wanted to.
Then why do you delay?
You are following the trail of your mysterious serpent, yes?
A snake as wide as a greedy child.
Yes, yes, I've heard all that. So where did this serpent go?
The trail has stopped.
Right here, in this clearing. There's nowhere your snake could have gone to. Not into the ground, not into the trees, nowhere.
Well, how can that be?
Well, you're the hunter, Padfoot. You tell me.
There is a barrier just beyond, see? A wire fence.
Ah! And you think our Ophidian friend must have just slithered over?
It is not so high.
Don't touch it!
Why not?
You're not wearing gumboots. Pass me that branch.
This branch?
Any branch, thank you.
It is electric.
Not such a stupid serpent, it seems. The question is, are we on the inside of this barrier or the out?
I do not have the answer, Doctor, but I do know this. We are still marked with the serpent's scent, and the dogs will be on us in moments.
That much is dazzlingly obvious.
The dogs cannot pass the barrier. Give me your scarf so I may climb this tree and swing over these dangerous electrics.
What about those of us who are not descended from primates?
You hide here while I taunt our pursuers from the other side. Once they have moved on, you turn back along the serpent's trail, and I will meet you back at the TARDIS.
Oh, cunning, Minnie, haha. Very cunning.
Your scarf, quickly.
The dogs are on him, Mr. Carswell, sir.
Nowhere to run in here. Not with their state on two sides and gap on t'other. Oi! What's up with them dogs? dogs then?
They're on them, like I said.
Chasing their own tails, more like.
Huh?
Brown, Sue, Mamie, Bella, what's bothering you?
They are easily fooled, your hounds.
Where's that devil?
Look up, Mr. Carswell, open the oak. It's one of them.
Strangers, yeah.
One of them Pan's people off the telly, I swear.
Mamie, Bella, push.
I do not know these Pan's people. But you should know your dogs have lost the trail because their prey has doubled back on itself.
Doubled back?
It is out there again, beyond the trees, mind. It is not waiting for you.
Whatever. You come down out of that tree, Pan's people, or you'll mind I don't make you.
No, I do not believe you will.
She's getting away, Mr. Carswell.
Stop there! Stop there, you!
Farewell, huntsman.
That's her gone, Mr. Carswell, sir. I reckon the other stranger must have been ahead of her, too.
Aye. Well, that's their lookout. I won't aim in to shoot anyone, but him in the hall, he's different.
How do you mean?
See my watch, son? Like clockwork is our Colonel Spindleton.
A little hands on the 9, and the big one's just past the 11.
9 o'clock sharp. That's when the Colonel gets out his tank.
Look, sir.
I do beg your pardon, gentlemen. Did you say tank?
What would the doctor do now? He would follow the barrier around to find a point of exit. Oh, and he would also take note of the signs written here.
Trespassers will be given what for?
Yes, that is it. Where are you? Who are you? What is this what for?
Spindleton! Colonel Hugh Spindleton! I can see you!
Yes, but I cannot see you. Oh, now I understand. You have voice boxes all around your fence.
Voice boxes? Oh, loudspeakers, you mean?
I must do.
What boat did you just get off?
I did not get off a boat. I got off a scarf.
The point is, my long-limbed lovely, you're trespassing on my own private property. So I strongly suggest you get yourself gone, PDQ.
Do not fear. I have no wish to remain here talking to your voice box. I am going.
That way's the minefield, my dear. So if you don't want me to be picking bits of you off my lawn for the rest of the month...
I must turn in the opposite direction?
I would if I were you.
Wait, what is that noise?
What noise?
Oh, I see it now. An armoured vehicle.
Don't you worry about me to tell you my chiefdom.
No, it is an armoured vehicle.
Chieftain Tank, my dear. Ride out, or you'll get yourself run over.
Well, tell the driver to stop.
Not too bad, I'm afraid. Remote control it is. Amazing what they can do nowadays.
And you are in charge of it.
Can you see over to the big house?
Just.
To the topmost turret where the Union flag is flying?
I see it.
Just below there on the balustrade. That's me, waving.
And are you controlling your chieftain from all the way over there?
I can turn the turret this way, or that, move the small arms up, or down.
It is a very good toy, I am sure, but I have no wish to trespass here, so if you would please just direct me to the exit.
What? Well, we're having so much fun. Side to side, and fire!
Fire?
Oh, I say, you're all nutty.
Are you trying to kill me?
Kill you? Good Lord, no. Just a spot of target practice, that's all. Now it's time to try out the big gun.
Big gun?
Don't just stand there gawping, lovely. Run!
What did I tell you, John?
Like clockwork.
The thing is, gentlemen, I'm awfully sorry to have got in the way of your hunt, but it worries me that my young friend versus a chieftain tank is far from fair odds.
He's not joking.
So if your colonel wants to keep his tank in one piece, it might be an idea to go and find her,
He's a coward, this one, eh?
He's not joking. Would you mind awfully if I retrieve my scarf?
Aye. Well, we've a few questions need answers first.
Oh, probably. Yes. We are strangers in these parts. No, we have not seen the giant serpent, only its trail.
It's not a serpent, it's a...
John!
A you-know-what.
Well, I'm very good with you-know-whats. So what's this you-know-what of yours been up to? Worrying sheep, vexing cows, agitating chickens?
Yeah, only then it took our Julie.
Ah, now, that is a very different matter.
Took her right out of bed in the middle of the night, we reckon.
You're not entirely sure.
Sure enough. Have you seen her? Ah, Julie?
There goes the Colonel again.
Believe me, Mr. Carswell, wasn't it?
It war.
I'm as concerned as you are for young Julie's welfare. But first, I really do think we should go and collect my friend. She's a bit of an enfant sauvage, you know.
Mr. Carswell, perhaps we should...
Hush there, John. You know what they say, that you-know-what can do.
What is it they say that the you-know-what can do?
You don't want to know.
I do. Really, I do.
Question is, do I believe it? Because if I do, best thing to do would be to have Bram and Sybil and Mimi and Bella here rip you to shreds to see what's inside your stomach.
Why, what do you think's inside my stomach, Julie?
That would be the size on...
Oh. Hey, that came from the Gap Road.
Davy and Ferdy, you must have found something.
Something like what?
Something like Julie. Well, come on, if you're coming.
You know, well enough. It is to shield myself from the bursting splinters.
Must admit, the last night too that I caught on the ground wasn't so bright. So I let him hop off in the end. Literally.
You are not funny.
Question is, why haven't any Aphrodite kept keep this up? Because if you keep going at this rate...
Your tank... We'll run out of fuel. Yes!
Oh, no!
So, the question, Colonel Hugh Spindleton, is not, are you going to let the trespasser go?
Hey, you get your muddy foot out of there!
The question is, are you going to help this trespasser assist her friend in the woods? Or must the trespasser turn your own guns against you?
You wouldn't.
Your tank is pointing in the right direction.
Hang it all, woman. You can't get using a chap's own private ordnance to blow holes in his own private property. It just ain't right.
Try me.
All right, I surrender. I'm waving the white flag.
No, you are not. It is still the same one as before.
Figure of speech, my dear. You better come up to the hall.
Thank you. That was not so difficult, was it?
Enough there, Ferdy. We're here now.
What's that they found in the ditch there? Mr. Carswell. Well, don't say it.
Hush! You stay here, John. You too, stranger.
Doctor.
Doctor? You didn't say?
You didn't ask. Of course, a serpent of any size would most likely kill by constriction, not poison. That, or swallow its prey in one great glump.
Oh, don't! I don't like to think about it.
It's not Julie!
Oh! Well, there's a mercy.
Not for the poor soul in the ditch, it isn't.
I don't know who he is. Big old feet, mine. Don't know anyone in the peak with feet that big.
Yes, and only five toes, too.
What do you mean?
Diddly-diddly-dumpling. One shoe off, one shoe on. A fell walker shoe, I'd say. I wonder what happened to the other.
This ain't your business.
It's very much my business, I told you. I am the doctor.
Well, what do you reckon done for him, doctor?
Well, I'm no pathologist, but I'd say we're looking at the work of a something or other.
The you-know-what?
I don't know about a you-know-what, but definitely a something or other.
You don't know note.
I know the signs of molecular extraction, the tissue sucked dry at the atomic level. There isn't a you-know-what on this Earth that kills in such a fashion.
Eh?
But the trail, the slime trail of the you-know-what...
is nowhere around, which means, gentlemen, we're dealing not just with a you-know-what, but with a something or other. Ah! Hello. What's this?
Oh, no. Mrs. La-di-da. What's she want?
Good grief. Is that a body?
It is. I hope you haven't stopped to gawp.
Perish the thought. fell, Walker, is it?
So it appears.
Then where's his other shoe?
No for you to worry with, Mrs. Furze.
I was just wondering, why would a fell walker be hobbling about with only one shoe?
A very good question, Mrs. Furze.
Demesne, please. I suppose he mustn't have died here.
Exactly.
Hey!
I like you already, Mrs. Demesne Furze.
Isn't it plain? He must have been dumped, since whoever did the dumping didn't notice he'd lost his shoe on the...
Mrs. Furze, there appears to be someone inside the boot of your car.
Oh, Lord, yes. I completely forgot. John, isn't it?
Aye.
Be a good boy and open it. Thank the...
Julie!
What the devil?
John! John, it's you!
Well, now, this is a turn-up, Mrs. Furze.
It is, rather, isn't it?
Hello? Colonel Spindleton?
Right behind you.
Ha!
Oh! Good grief! Ain't seen knife throwing like that outside of the Oolonga Circus.
You startled me. I am Leela of the 17. It is not wise to startle me.
Leela of the 17. Now I think of it, are you sure it weren't you in Oolonga?
Yes. Do you have a telephone machine?
Better than that, I could get up me old jungle drums if you'd rather.
Will they bring the Blue Guards more quickly?
Blue Guards?
There are men with dogs in the woods. They are hunting my friend, the Doctor. The Blue Guards can make them stop.
Ha! You mean the police? No, 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 my dear, no need to trouble the police.
Oh, the animal heads on the wall here.
You like them?
Mm.
Tiger Tim. Took us a week to run him to ground. And as for old Gerald the gorilla, oh, he was a furious beast. Got himself a taste for human meat, alas.
You killed all these creatures yourself. You are a mighty hunter, then. Collect your weapons. You can join me.
This is England, woman. Can't just go out shooting people, left, right and centre.
Well, you seem to have no trouble in doing so. Once we have rescued the Doctor, then we can go in search of the serpent.
Serpent?
There is a serpent in the woods, as wide as a greedy child and as long as four men's strength.
You've seen it?
No, but I have observed its trail.
The worm! Good grief, Leela, there's no time to lose.
That is what I have been saying.
Wait, wait! There's someone we need to talk to first.
The Blue Guards, yes?
My manservant, my Walla Mtumu.
He looks after your weapons.
Follow me! Follow!
I'm telling you, Uncle, she kidnapped us. That Mrs. Furze grabbed us by his arms and chucked us in a boot.
You're sure, are you, Julie?
Got a grip like Big Daddy, that one. There's bruises there, look.
Yeah, she's right.
Ow! Ow! Yeah, well, you can keep your paws off too, John Grove.
That's enough, all of you, Demesne, my dear. We'd appear to be owed an explanation.
Well, of course I'd kidnap the wretched girl. What else could I do with the whole of Dark Peak out searching for her? I had to bring her home somehow.
Hang about, are we missing something?
Heaven alone knows what she was doing, trying to thumb a lift on the far end of the Gap Road. Anyone might have picked her up.
Are you saying it weren't you that took her from her bedroom?
No, and it wasn't your great white worm.
White worm?
We don't call it that.
Yes, you're... you know what.
So, who wore it took you, Julie, love?
Nobody took us. Don't you get it, Uncle? I was running away.
What, from the...
There is no you-know-what. Only made it look so you don't think your stupid worm had took us.
Truth to tell, she was holding a sign saying London.
London? You were running away to London?
Hello, Piccadilly.
Of course, London. What's for me in this awful hole?
How do you mean?
I was going to Carnaby Street to hang out with all the punk rockers. Sid Vicious and Suxie Banshee, all them.
What, and dye your hair green?
Yeah, if I wanted.
What, and stick a safety pin in your nose?
Do I look that daft?
Quite right. Terrible risk of septicemia. A bone through the nose, that's different. I've met some marvellous people with bones through their noses.
Yeah, well, could have been halfway to Watford by now if it weren't for that interfering mother...
That's enough of your tongue, Julie Ledger. Davey? Ferdy?
You all right?
Call off the search. This one's going straight home.
Oh, aren't you listening?
Punk rocker, I ask you.
I don't know. You're a mad one, Julie Ledger. I'd have taken you to the Young Farmer's Disco any time you wanted.
Yeah, no, you would, John Grove. That's the problem.
Come on. Let's get you back.
All's well that ends well, then.
Not for the one shoed fell walker.
Aye. Well, that's the local constabulary's bother.
I suspect that what's happening here is way beyond the reach of the local constabulary, however long his arm.
That's as maybe. I'd follow the road all the way around, Doctor. That's if it's Lambton Hall you're wanting. Hold up there, John.
Leela. Yes.
Lambton Hall? That's on my way. If you could use a lift, Doctor. In the passenger seat, I mean, not the boot.
Very kind.
Your manservant lives beneath your house.
Gentlefolk upstairs, staff downstairs. That's the way it is in England. In here.
These are caves.
Some of the best chaps I ever met lived in caves.
This is true for me also.
After you, then.
So, you're a chum of the Colonel's, are you, Doctor?
No, never met the man, but a friend of mine paid him a visit this morning, and now I need to pick her up.
Well, I hope she had an appointment. Dreadful man. Thinks he's still in Africa. Him and his, what does he call him, his Wala Mtumu.
Manservant, yes, I have a little Swahili. Are you local, Mrs. Furs?
Part-time only, I'm afraid. Winter on the continent, summer here in the peak. Marvellous being idle rich. Not that one's supposed to say that, of course.
No, still, you've been here long enough to have heard of this great white worm.
Oh, the villagers and their you-know-what. Bless them. I think it's marvellous keeping the old traditions up.
You don't think there's anything in it?
Well, there might have been once. The story goes back to Roman times, at least. One of Caesar's legions made a mascot of it. And then there's the knight's tale, too. Oh, but it's all bunk.
Indulge me.
If I must. In days of old, when knights were bold, etc., etc., brave Sir Edgar went in search of a terrible worm that lived in the fires of the Gap. Just over that way, in fact. Oh, sorry, took my eyes off the road. It's a long way down the Gap.
Brave Sir Edgar?
Oh, brave Sir Edgar slew the beast by cutting it in twain, and so on and so forth.
Ah, but we all know what happens when you cut a worm in twain.
The other half slithers on, exactly. So, if a fox kills a chicken within a half league of the Gap...
It's the you-know-what comes slithering back. Tell me, Mrs. Furs, do you know Old English?
About as much as I know Swahili.
In Old English, worm with a Y doesn't mean the same as worm with an O.
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't. Worm with a Y means dragon.
Here we are, Doctor. Do you mind if I don't drive you to the front door?
Not at all. It's been a pleasure, Mrs. Furs.
Will you be staying in the peak long?
I'm not sure.
Because, if you are, I'm at White Cottage, half a mile down the track. Do pop by any time and bring your friend with you.
Perhaps I shall.
Ta-ta, then. Good luck with the Colonel.
Ta-ta to you, Demesne Furs. Anyone at home? Anyone seen a savage?
It is fitting that you store your weapons here.
Why do you say that, my dear?
I sense that death is at home in this place.
Story goes, there was a Roman legion made these caves a shrine to their heretical god.
I have met with Romans. I did not like them much.
That crack in the floor there. That's where they made their tribute. Offerings.
Sacrifice.
Who said that?
You won't be needing the knife, miss.
Oh! Return that to me!
What is this creature?
I might ask you the same, shrouded, hiding in your cowl.
A trespasser. I thought you ought to know.
Oh, it's no concern of mine. Do you expect me to kill it for you?
You can try.
Says she's got a chum in some sort of bother in the woods. And if said chum should report that she was last seen headed up here...
Then lie, spineless Spindleton, lie.
Who is that man to you, Colonel? He does not speak to you as a Wala Mtumu.
Spindleton?
Forgive me, Mwalimu. This is the lie we agreed to tell.
Mwalimu? What is Mwalimu?
He is the servant, but I am the master.
What is that noise?
Perimeter alarm. Someone's trying to break in through the jolly old gate.
Now, that is a well-crafted lock. Can't help but admire a well-crafted lock. I say again, has anyone seen a savage swinging in over the treetops like Tarzan of the Apes?
Go, Spindleton, send them away.
Most likely that's her friend, this...
I am your master, and you will obey me.
Yes, Walimu.
I do not know what hold you have over the Colonel, cowled one. But do not think you can detain me here.
Move over to the crack, or I shall kill you where you stand.
That weapon of yours, it is not of this earth.
Obey!
There is fresh blood on the floor.
The blood of sheep, goats, cows, and other base creatures.
These are your sacrifices, but sacrifices to what? The monster that lives in the woods? Ah, it does not live in the woods, does it?
Come, foul creature, come. Here is food.
No!
Food for the worm. Come, here is food.
No!
Food for the worm.
It is just like I said, as wide as a greedy child and as long as four men stretched out on a rack.
Blood has drawn you here, monster, as I knew it would. Now, come closer. Closer. Let me feed you.
I know you, master. I will not be your creature.
The monster speak.
Come, woman, into my gullet. I will do you no harm.
I do not believe that.
It is your only chance.
The doctor says...
The doctor?
There is always another chance.
Get off my back, woman. You have no need to hurt me.
I do not mean to, monster. I mean only to slide down you like a jungle vine. Goodbye, monster. Goodbye.
Stop her. She cannot escape. She said the doctor.
My savior.
Back! Come back! You will be my creature!
I say, was that the worm?
Spindleton.
Pity about Leela of the Severed Team, a splendid specimen. Still down in one great lump. That's the way...
The doctor, Spindleton!
Oh, sent him packing like you said. Told him I sent the girl back off down the gap road to the village.
You did not tell me the girl was an ally of the doctor's.
Does it matter?
It will matter when my... Our plans are undone by his meddling.
Steady on. Isn't that a bit extreme?
Nothing is too extreme where the doctor is concerned. No, we must advance our plans. Marshal your forces, Spindleton. Bring your reinforcements.
You're the Walimu. You know best.
Oh, get on with it, fool. Go, go, hurry!
Someone there? Someone following us? Ugh, you ain't no good at it, John Grove, so you might as well come out from behind that tree.
How'd you guess it were me, Julie?
It's always you, John Grove, at my heels like a pining pup.
Well, your uncle, he told me to keep an eye on your bedroom window, make sure you didn't try and make another moonlit flit.
Well, it's barely gone tea time.
Sneaked out all the same, didn't you?
Oh, it's none of your business. Go on, get out of it.
What are you doing out by Mrs. Furze's, anyhow? I thought you was mad at her for stopping you on the road.
I am.
I don't reckon she's home, anyhow. Saw that 2CV of hers parked out by the old churchyard.
Good. Pass us that off brick.
Well, listen. Hey, look, there's a door key under it.
Won't need to smash the window then, will I?
Julie! You can't do this, it's breaking and entering.
No, it isn't. I used the key. Look, you want to go raise a posse, you go raise them.
Yeah, only you'll be long gone by the time I get back from the village.
Right. So you might as well help us, mightn't you? It's getting dark. Turn the lights on.
I saw gas lamps. I don't know how.
What is it you're searching for, anyway?
Cash would be best, but earrings and bracelets and that, they do.
You can't go robbing Mrs. Furze.
If it weren't for her, I'd be in Carnaby Street by now. So by my reckoning, she owes me the Derby to London fare.
Train fare?
This is the age of the train, so Jimmy Savile says. Nothing. You see in the parlour. I'll try upstairs.
Look, I'm not helping, Julie. N-O spells no.
Might as well. There's your fingerprints on the door key.
What?
Yeah. And your crumping boot prints all over the carpet, too.
Oh, blimey!
Aiding and abetting, that's what Sergeant Palmer would say. Reckon you'll have to run away to London, too.
What, dye me hair green?
If you want.
What, stick a safety pin in me nose?
Like I said, I'd advise against it. Terrible risk of septicemia. Is this a private burglary, or can anyone join in?
Hello? Is anyone down here? If there is, come towards me.
There is. Yes.
Hello?
I am here. Here.
Oh, yes, I can see your fingers poking out. Hold on, I'll just try to shift this jolly old rock. There. How's that?
It is as well. The creature's slime is on me still, or I could not hope to squeeze through here. Oh, at last. I think I must have been going round in circles.
Easily done. The gap is a real rabbit warren.
It is? How big are the rabbits?
Figure of speech, that's all.
Oh. The doctor is always using those. It can be very tiresome.
Yes, the doctor. You must be Leela. He's been looking for you.
But who are you? How did you know to find me here?
Name's Furze. Mrs. Demesne Furze. Oh, the doctor will explain everything later, I'm sure.
Yes, that can be very tiresome also.
I'm sure.
We must take care, Mrs. Demesne Furze. There is a creature in this warren. It is not a rabbit.
Oh, yes. The worm of the dark peak.
You have seen it, too?
It made these tunnels. Bored its way through the rock over centuries.
A worm cannot eat rock, however big.
This one can. Come along, Leela. There's an exit this way. It leads up to one of the old churchyard vaults.
And the doctor is there.
You'll see. Come along.
What are you doing here, Doctor?
Foiling a robbery, I think.
It weren't, Julie, Mr. Doctor, Officer, sir. It were all me.
Ah, poor dear John, now. There's a noble gesture.
What do you mean, officer?
He's Derby Police. So Mr. Carswell reckons. Go on then. Get out your handcuffs. Just let our Julie go.
He ain't police. You don't have handcuffs on him.
Well, there's all sorts in these pockets, quite possibly. Ah!
What'd I tell you?
See? All sorts. Ha ha! The blue knobbly ones, they're my favourites. Go on, be a devil.
No, thanks.
You suit yourself. Mrs. Furze isn't here, I take it?
Duh, obviously.
Oh, John. There are nicer girls in the village, I know. I've been there all afternoon, looking for my friend Leela. You've met my friend Leela.
Pan's people, you mean?
You reckon?
Funny thing is, no one seems to have seen her, which leads me to suspect that the Colonel was lying when he told me... Hello? Can you hear something?
It's coming from outside.
Come out! Come out there now! You're surrounded!
Oh, blimey! It's only the Colonel in his tank!
I repeat, you're surrounded!
Surrounded, Colonel, are you sure?
Ah, the devious doctor!
Hi!
Yes, I thought we might find you again.
I can hear you perfectly well, you know. The loud hailer isn't necessary.
I know! But I like it.
Fair enough. Now, what's this about being surrounded?
Look out, Doctor!
Blooming heck, Julie. It's a helicopter.
Thought I'd bring along my reinforcements. A marvelous group of chaps. Help sort out all sorts for me in Africa.
Do they have all sorts in Africa?
You know me in Zolgrenate, so I say again, surrender the woman and you won't be harmed.
Please, Mr. Colonel, she only wanted her train fare. She didn't mean to cause all this trouble.
Hey,
get back inside.
We seem to have got our wires crossed.
Yes, it's a bit much for a couple of burglars, all this.
Julie, make it gone. Where are you hiding, Julie? Julie, what's the matter?
I went to hide in the cellar. Oh, John. John, you won't believe what's in there.
What is it, rats?
Great rats, you nit. His bodies.
I repeat, surrender the bird woman or I'll blast the cottage to air.
Please, please don't do that. She's just had the curtains dry cleaned.
Right, here you are, fine chump.
All right, stop, stop. Tell me, what is it you want with the Mesni fur?
Oh, don't call me innocent. One more warning, you tyrant.
What did he say?
Come on, Doctor! You know what she is!
She's the war! The you-know-what! The Mesni Furs, the you-know-what?
Exactly!
Poppycock!
Right, Doctor! I've seen them! The bodies in the cellar all mummified like mummies!
It's true!
I said she kidnapped us!
You mean?
She was going to eat us! Really properly eat us!
Here we are, the old churchyard. A lot of the graves have subsided into the gap.
Still, it is a relief to be out of the worm's lair. Oh, I thought I would never escape that creature.
I'm sure. Hello, what's that doing?
A hecilopter, about 7 spear throws distant.
Coming into land by White Cottage. Oh dear, I think your doctor might be in need of my assistance.
And mine? The doctor must know there is a man in a cowl who lives in a cave under the colonel's house. He calls himself Umwelimu, a master.
Yes, he's a Time Lord.
Oh, but so is the doctor.
I thought as much. You can smell the vortex on him. Take my hand, Leela dear.
It is not so dark. I can find my own way through the grave markers. Ow! I said I can find my own way.
I'm sure you can, dear.
Wait, your hand. It is all slimy.
Well, yes, dear. I'm secreting.
Slimy? Like the... Oh, no.
I know, dear. It helps the worm come out. Head back, mouth open wide. Here it comes!
Oh, that is not even possible.
Hello again, Leela. You thought you would never escape me. You were right.
Over here, you men. Secure the prisoners, and if they offer any resistance...
We're not resisting.
We're not.
Hands on heads, children.
Why?
I find it safe being asked. Prisoners secured, Colonel. What now?
Best we get you back to the hall.
Ah, to meet the Mem Sahib?
The Walimu.
I know what I meant.
Who are you talking about?
The Colonel's master.
Well, what about Mrs. Furs? The you-know-what?
I told you this morning, we've more than a you-know-what to worry about.
There's something or other.
Exactly. Are we walking, Colonel?
I should think so, Doctor. It's barely a mile. A quick march will do us all the power of good.
Oh.
Don't groan, boy. It's runts like you will be the death of England. All pop music and warm showers and free school milk.
Oh, I only wanted a ride in your whirly bird. That's all.
This country! Turfed out of Africa after 60 years, and what do I find on my return? Nothing but long-haired layabouts letting it all hang out. Stroppy termagants burning their underthings. Half the country on strike!
And you're going to change all that, I suppose, you and your master?
Damn right! My old gambling pal Lucky, he knows lots of chaps like me who've had enough, who want to raise Great Britain off its knees. That's how I met him, the master. Great plans he has, Doctor. Great, great plans!
Well, I greatly look forward to hearing them.
Ingabar, did you hear
that from the bushes?
What from the bushes?
That from the bushes.
The bushes! You men, raise arms! Shoot them bushes!
The bushes, sir?
Yes, the bushes, sir! Before...
My life is the worm.
Fire! Come on, Johnson! Now's our chance! Run!
Run!
That's right, you two. Can't be here, bruv.
Are you coming?
No, no. I have an urgent appointment with an old friend. Well, I say a friend. I mean a vengeance-fixated sociopath with megalomaniacal tendencies.
Funny friends you got.
Go, go, go. Shoot, shoot.
Cease firing! Cease firing! Bullets ain't even scratched its hide.
It's the slime, you see. Absorbs the friction of a speeding bullet, or many speeding bullets, in fact. Liquid engineering, am I right? Or am I right, Demesne Furs?
You are right, Doctor.
One so enjoys being right.
Bother! Well, what now?
Now, Colonel. Now I shall consume the Doctor.
What? Really?
Yes.
Careful, worm. I must just stick in your throat if you try to swallow me even in one great...
One great glup!
Goodbye, Colonel.
Bother!
Doctor.
Hello, Leela. I've often wondered what it would be like to be eaten. It's quite pleasant, really. Tasty. Whoa.
Yes, it is different when the worm begins to move. Doctor, I must tell you, there is a mad colonel in the hall where there are caves that a man in a cowl lives in, who calls himself...
Yes, I know.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, it can be very tiresome when you know everything.
Not quite everything. I mean, it's plain enough that this worm is a sophisticated piece of quasi-organic engineering.
And like the TARDIS, it is bigger on the inside than the out.
Oh, I don't know. Do you know just how many miles of innards are held in the average human gut?
I do not.
Nor do I. I must look it up. But this is all by the by. What's it for, this worm? What was it engineered to do?
Can you not look that up also?
I don't have my iSpy book of quasi-organic alien entities on me, but it would be worth a good 15 points, I'm sure.
Oh, I am rarer than that, Doctor.
Ah, decided to join the conversation to have you good. Because between you and me and the walls of your stomach, I wasn't getting terribly far with Leela. No offense, Leela.
I'm taken, Doctor.
So, worm, your life story. Bisected in space, fell to Earth, worshipped by Romans, ate the odd ruminant to keep yourself running, something like that?
You are right, Leela. It can be tiresome. My original purpose was to dig tunnels in space-time.
Like wormholes?
Wormholes? Exactly. Linking disconnected points in space-time millions of centuries and billions of light-years apart.
I see.
The question is... what does the Master want with a space-time wormhole? Anyone?
I do not know. I have lived happily here in the Dark Peak. The Romans, then the Saxons that came after. They fed me, venerated me, worshipped me as a symbol.
A symbol of what?
Isn't she marvelous? Isn't she just marvelous?
But then the Master came, and when I refused him...
Why did you refuse him?
Because the energy expended in creating a space-time tunnel will consume the whole of me.
The worm that eats its own tail. Ouroboros, that's a metaphor, Leela.
I will not rise to your bait. Ha! Worm, bait, you see?
That's really very good.
Thank you. I think.
When I refused him, he turned the locals against me, slaughtered their livestock. Now he's killing the tourist trade, too.
The Fellwalker, yes. But what about the bodies in your cellar and the runaway girl you abducted, hmm? You needed to feed yourself up for the winter, is that it?
No wonder the locals are hunting me, and life in the Dark Peak will never be the same again.
I'm disappointed in you, very disappointed.
You are a Time Lord. You can take me away from here to another world. Somewhere like the peak was when I first arrived.
And if I don't?
Then I will process you and Leela and use your life forces to hibernate in the deepest dark of the gap. But the Master may still find me in my sleep and try to trigger my metamorphosis.
I don't like moral blackmail, worm.
But will you do it?
Doctor...
Cretin, simpleton!
That's Spindleton, sir!
I know what I said! Where is the worm now?
Gone to ground like a tiger in the bush. Oh, but the horrible blighter can't stay in the gap forever. Next time it shows its dirty white hide, we'll give it what for, you'll see!
You, Spindleton,
You and your hired thugs. Pathetic little soldier ants, each and every one of you.
So, at least that doctor's dead and done for. Can't say I'm sorry. Eccentric's one thing. Bohemians, quite another.
Dead? The doctor isn't dead.
I saw it, Master. Hiss, galump, gone.
Savior. The worm called him its savior. No kind of creature would kill its savior.
Damn me, but you don't miss a trick.
What does it want with the doctor? It wants to use him to deny me. And how can it deny me?
What's that? Can't hear you when you're talking to the wall.
The wall is more intelligent. Ah. Gather up your ants, Spindleton. I know what it is the worm wants now.
A good wish for a softer landing, worm.
Well, it could be worse, Savage. We might have been processing then.
Then what?
Then we wouldn't have come out of the mouth parts. Do you mind? You've still got the end of my scarf.
We are back in the old churchyard. Look, Doctor. Here is the skin of Mrs. de Mesnifer.
Please wait while I reclaim my human cloak.
I saw the worm come out of its skin last time. I'm not sure which is worse.
I assure you this is worse, dear. Like squeezing oneself into a midget's clothes.
Better now, worm?
De Mesny, please. Shall we be gone, then? Back to your TARDIS, wasn't it, you said?
Yes, Doctor, let's. I have seen all I want to see of the land of Dark Peak.
You're forgetting something, both of you. The Master.
Well, once I'm gone, he won't be a problem.
He's always a problem, Leela. I want you to run to the village, to the police station.
The Blue Guards? Why me?
Because you're the fleetest fastfoot. Tell the duty sergeant to place a call to divisional headquarters.
Saying what?
Unit TARDIS Doctor Master, Zygons, Crinoids, Axons 2.
And what will that do?
Bring my good friend the Brigadier down on the Dark Peak, like the proverbial ton of bricks, I hope.
Unit TARDIS Doctor Master, Zygons, Crinoids, Axons 2. Oh,
good girl.
Where is this village?
Through the churchyard, over the stile, left down the lane, right at the horse trough, and you're there.
Run, Leela, run!
Unit TARDIS, Doctor Master, Zygons, Crinoids, Axons 2.
Come along then, de Mesny Furs.
Oh no.
A summer storm? I said it was going to rain.
Please, Doctor, we must hurry.
Continue to the village with great speed.
Hey, hold on. Let's catch his breath.
This is her, is it? The doctor's friend.
Leela, my name is.
Yeah, well, don't you be flushing your legs at my John Pans, people.
I was not.
Oh, your John, is it now?
Suppose. Johnny's get a haircut, mind. Spiked up like Johnny Rotten.
Be quiet. I'm losing my train of thought. Unit TARDIS, Doctor Master, Crygon, Xenoids, Axons 2.
Yeah, Julie, you take Miss Leela back to the village. I'm going on alone.
Why? Whatever for?
To rescue the doctor. It's all right. I got a gun.
Oh, that don't count. It's your brother's air rifle. It won't do a thing to that worm.
The worm is not our enemy. Please, you two, I need you to take a message to the police, the Blue Guards. Repeat after me. Unit TARDIS, Doctor Master.
Unit TARDIS Doctor Master.
Crygons, Xenoids, Axons 2.
The blue box at the edge of the wood, you see it?
That's your TARDIS.
Why, do you think it ought to be more conspicuous?
Oh, please, let's just get a move on. It's not safe for me out here.
What have you got to worry about? I'm not the one with the bulletproof hide.
This storm, Doctor, it isn't natural.
Not natural? What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. Look, we're nearly there.
Yes. Hello, who put that scarecrow by the door?
That's no scarecrow, Doctor.
I'm obviously.
Going somewhere, Doctor? Mrs. Furze?
I said, would you mind moving on? You'll frighten the worms.
You become less and less amusing with age, Doctor. The oldest clown in the circus.
Hello, Master. You're looking well. Putrescence has cleared up a treat. What's the secret?
I'm not here to exchange beauty tips. Stand aside, Doctor. It isn't you I want, it's the worm.
And if the worm turns...
Surrender, Doctor! Surrender, or I'll blow you into a million bits!
You have a habit of attracting bad company, Master.
As you do, Doctor.
Doctor, it is done.
Stay back, Lila, stay back!
Voila umtumu!
Roger that!
No!
Ha! Missed!
Damn me!
Enough of this foolishness. Worm, stand clear of the Doctor.
It's all right, Doctor, really. No sense everyone else getting it on my account.
I should warn you, Master. Unit is on the way right this moment. I'd make my escape while I could if I were you.
Unit? Unit can't prevent me from triggering the creature's transmutation. And neither can you, Doctor.
Ah, you've got a device. What's it do, your device?
Brings on the storm. I told you this rain wasn't natural.
A spot of thunder can't hurt anyone.
No, but the lightning can!
Demesnier, my dear.
Stay clear of her, Doctor. She is full of electric.
You forget, Savage, I'm wearing gumboots. Never step a yard on English soil without a good, firm pair of gumboots.
You're too late, Doctor. The process has been initiated. I can feel myself change.
Gas lamps in her cottage. I should have realized. Electrical energy, that was all it took.
Yes, and the electric fence around the hall to keep her out.
2,000 years I was happy here. Only then they built the pylons and the peak became my prison.
It begins.
Get down, Lila.
Come through, my alien allies. Come through.
That is it? That is the wormhole?
Yes.
Well, where does it lead?
I don't know.
And who are this master's allies?
I don't know. But I think we're about to find out.